Data leakage. What are some of the key trends today? Hi, this is Tom Field, Editorial Director with Information Security Media Group. I'm talking with Ben Goodman with Novell. Ben, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Introduce yourself, please. Tell us your role with Novell and talk a little bit about, you know, what you're seeing in the community these days in regards to data leakage.
Sure. So my name is Ben Goodman. I am our Principal Strategist for Identity and Security and Compliance at Novell. And we're seeing so many, you know, tremendous trends. I mean, one of the things that you can't be here at RSA without hearing a lot about WikiLeaks right now, about hearing Stuxnet, about hearing so much about these attacks and leakage that's occurring throughout the enterprise. And, you know, the trend around cloud computing is going to make that even more interesting and compound that even greater. So, you know, that's where we're seeing a lot of the focus right now.
Well, let's talk about cloud computing, specifically security or insecurity, as some people would say. What are you seeing for trends in the cloud?
Yeah, so the cloud computing is an interesting concept. I think a lot of people look at cloud computing as if it's a panacea for, you know, so many things that occur inside of enterprise networks. I mean, the reality is that cloud computing, like any paradigm shift, has a tremendous amount of opportunities, and there's no opportunity that comes without risk. So I think what people really need to do is look at how they manage this opportunity and manage the risk associated with it. I think people think that they can just take a forklift and take their applications as they exist inside of the enterprise and move them up into the quote-unquote cloud. And it's really not that simple. You have to understand that the cloud brings additional complexities, additional requirements for you, and you have to make sure that you engineer your applications and services appropriately. The cloud computing has a certain of what I call a Russian doll scenario, where you have the dolls nested inside the dolls nested inside the dolls. You know, many people will leverage software as a service or SaaS. What they don't realize is that their software as a service is actually running inside of someone's platform as a service, which is actually running on top of someone's infrastructure as a service. So now, when you used to have to secure an application, you used to have to secure it on your server, on your operating system, on your middleware, and your data center. Now you have to worry about securing it on someone else's data center, on yet someone else's platform, on yet someone else's application. So there's a tremendous amount of new complexities that arise as a result of cloud computing, and it's absolutely worth it because the costs and the return are tremendous. But people just need to keep in mind that, you know, just because there's a paradigm shift doesn't mean responsibilities go away.
Sure. You mentioned WikiLeaks a few minutes ago, and it seems that that's made everybody sensitive to data leakage on the inside of their organizations. What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, the WikiLeaks is interesting. It's probably been one of the ultimate DLP sales tools, right, by design. You know, anytime we see some type of breach, we immediately reach for, some people call it tool seduction, right? We immediately reach for the tool that we think is going to fix the problem. And the reality is there isn't any one tool that addresses things like WikiLeaks, because it can happen from so many different ways that people can attack an organization to allow for data leakage. You know, you have professional hackers, you have state-sponsored hacking, and then you have the insider threat, which is a huge component of this. And sometimes the insider threat is someone that actually has malicious intent to leak your data or sell your data, but sometimes it's just someone who is naive or incompetent and doesn't, and as a result they release data in a way that they shouldn't have. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that people can do, and there isn't, once again, there's not a single tool I think that really addresses this. But I think one of the things that people really need to look at is how they address their identity and security management, how they address their access governance, to understand that if I don't give people excess access, then I won't be giving excess risk out as well. So if I give people only the level of data they need to do their job and make sure that when they no longer need certain pieces of data to do their job, I take that access away, I'm going to greatly reduce my risk as it, you know, moves to data leakage and things like that.
So what are some of the things that your customers are doing to tackle some of the issues we've just talked about here?
Yeah, so I think much better understanding of who has access to what. The simple question of, can you tell me who in your enterprise has access to what, to someone who's not an IT professional, seems like a fairly elementary question. You know, tell me who has access to what. But the reality is, for most enterprises, that's a question which is extremely hard to answer, extremely difficult to answer. And so there's technology solutions as well as process solutions which can aid in better understanding who has access to what, and then rationalizing that access, determining whether the access is appropriate, whether the access is excessive, looking at potentially combinations of access which may be risky. You know, we look at certain data leakage and breaches that have occurred. You know, in some cases, these aren't technical people that cause these breaches or these leakages. These are people with knowledge of process, that created these leakages. So if we can make sure that we understand the process by which people are given data, given access, and manage that process, we can greatly reduce the risk as is associated with data leakage.
One last question for you.
Sure.
If there's one message you want people to take away from this conversation about data leakage, what would that be?
The one thing I would ask people to take around is rationalize your access. Understand who has access to what. And then track that. It's not a one-time point in time thing. You can't look at access, get it right once, and then forget about it, because your access is a constant shifting landscape. People are getting access and losing access all the time. You know, there's an old joke that if someone works for an organization long enough, they eventually get access to everything. And that's because people are constantly getting access. And no user ever comes to you and says, you know what, I have too much access. Can you take some of it away? So that's why we need to manage that process and actively manage the process, so that it's not a matter of just figuring out that the barn door was left open after the horses have left, but actually documenting that the barn door is open and closing it before any horses get out.
Well said. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Been talking with Ben Goodman with Novell.
Thank you, Tom.